At some schools in Baltimore City, 65% of students miss 20 or more days of school each year. This month, interim CEO Tisha Edwards put 61 principals on alert to improve their chronic absenteeism rates or face disciplinary action. But there are some bright spots. In this edition of Empty Desks, The Effects of Chronic Absenteeism, WYPR's Gwendolyn Glenn visits a school with one of the lowest chronic absenteeism rates in the city.
It's recess time at City Neighbors Charter Elementary Middle School, and Principal Michael Chulupa teasingly encourages his students to go outside. City Neighbors in Northeast Baltimore has 216 students and a chronic absenteeism rate of only 1.9%, one of the lowest in the city.
We think a really key component are those relationship pieces.
Chulupa says he makes sure he and his staff know all of the students by name.
Hey, Josh. Hey, Odyssey. Here for a second.
Kids who enter in the morning, they get, depending on the day, anywhere between 4 and 8 hellos from an adult before they ever reach their classroom.
And when a student is absent,
when they do come back the next day, somebody is saying to them, hey, we really missed you yesterday. Where were you? And that sounds little and simplistic, but we think that's really part of the key.
So are parents. Chulupa says about 96% of them attend PTA meetings and many volunteer in some way. Middle school assistant Tranisha Brown says they work hard to develop strong relationships with parents.
We're out in the morning to greet the parents as they drop off the kids. We'll talk to the parents as they pick them up. If we don't see the parents, then we'll place a phone call or email just to touch base.
And when a student is absent a lot, they let parents know that's not acceptable.
Once they see it's a big deal and it's important to us, then they make more of an effort to make it happen. We have had families that didn't think it was a big deal coming to school every day or on time, but we had to show them the impact of their learning.
See, this is my view of anime. Oh, I like it.
The school social worker, Emily Snelling, says City Neighbors' small size makes it easier to deal with attendance problems than at the larger schools where she worked.
I couldn't necessarily get to everybody. We would do what we could, but a lot of it, you know, with time, it was maybe just sending out letters or I just feel like here we've just been able to sort of get to the heart of the problem a little bit quicker and a little bit deeper just because of the size in the community.
So, Audie, why don't you read what you got so far?
This one is a kind
in hallways and in the principal's office here, teachers are often seen giving students individualized instruction. Chulupa says they also try to make lessons reflect students' interests so they will want to come to school.
For instance, third grade did a whole study on endangered animals, which really was the third graders themselves who decided that's what they wanted to study, and then the teacher created a project around it.
They actually take the time to, like, put effort into our lessons and try new things, like try different ways of teaching us. So it's interesting. It's not the same class every day.
That's eighth grader Brooke Unoko. She's only missed school when she was sick. So has eighth grader Nora Brown.
I look forward in coming and seeing my teachers and seeing my students in the classroom. It's just like a really good place that you can come in and you can feel safe. And that's why I'm guessing a lot of people come every day.
That's a climate district officials want to see in more schools as they tackle chronic absenteeism. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
After spring break, how many days of school do we have?
We have, I don't know exactly how many days, but I think we have about 7 or 8 weeks.
Empty Desks, The Effects of Chronic Absenteeism, is made possible through a grant from the Open Society Institute, Baltimore.